Welcome to the Land of Bunnies podcast, everybody. I have to be really quiet because everyone in the house is asleep. But here's episode 23. Keep hope alive.
Jonathan up today, she had a bag of gummy lifesavers for him.
Mm-hmm.
So all afternoon I heard, "Daddy, where are my lightsabers?"
or
"Daddy, can I have a skyscraper?"
Skyscrapers or lightsabers?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then finally he goes, "Daddy,
he's asking for a lot, I feel."
Yeah, he's like, "Daddy." He's like, "Daddy, what?" And then eventually he just goes, "Daddy, what are those round things called?" And I was like, "If you can tell me what they're called, I'll give you one." And he's right. Like, "Skyscrapers?" No. Lightsabers? Close.
Did he get it?
Right. I need to know the ending.
Yeah, no. How's the story end?
Yeah. And then I'm like, "Lifesavers. Lifesavers, yes. Okay, I want one of those now."
Damn. Okay. He's a demanding individual. Yeah.
He's like, "I had to fucking work for it."
Right, yeah. Exactly. You maybe earn this.
Breaking my balls, Pops.
Right?
Funny. Yeah.
Right. What was he saying in the background when we were talking on the phone yesterday?
That was Zachy.
That was Zachy?
Zachy, yeah. He's you know, motor mouth now.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know half the shit he's saying. I mean,
what did he say? Did he say fuck?
Oh, on the video, yeah. We exploited the shit out of that.
Oh, I fucking died.
Like, what's
laughing.
That? Fuck. What is it? Fuck. It's a fork.
It's a
fuck. Yes.
So great.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a video.
I was so happy with that.
It was like an old ass video. It's from like 1999 or some shit like that. And this kid, like, his little camera's on like a little baby.
Is it the fire truck video?
It was dump truck.
Dump truck, yeah.
He's like, "Say dump truck," and the kid goes, "Butt fuck." Yeah. You want to talk about me losing my fucking mind?
Oh, my Lord.
I still think the Sparkling Wiggles video is the best when it comes to that.
Sparkling Wiggles?
You haven't seen the Spark, neither one of you?
No, I've heard it. You're talking about the older English gentleman show? No.
No. Don't know? Oh, my God.
I've never seen it.
No.
Yeah, I can't repeat it.
Oh.
But, yeah. Like, it's parents basically saying to, like, a little two-year-old girl, like, "Tell those..."
Oh, I know where this is going.
"Tell
no.
those, tell those Sparkling Wiggles to get out of our house."
Oh.
"Get out of our house, you..."
Oh, man.
And, yes. It's
oh, no.
It's funny, though, man. There it is.
Oh, no.
But it's like, "Dude, I can't believe you're..." And the parents are just dying laughing.
Oh, man.
Say, "We don't want any...
America.
We don't want any Sparkling Wiggles around here.
Around these pots."
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Get out. What the wide world of sports is going on around here?
Just YouTube Sparkling Wiggles. And
I will.
You might have to find the original because it's been like remixed. And...
Right.
Oh, I want to find the auto-tune version. Because it exists.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've never even seen it, and I'm fairly certain it exists.
That's a classic. Got to.
How long ago was that, would you say?
Probably 10 years, nice. Maybe. I mean, there's... Yeah. The Sparkling Wiggles
so
is
America's
a classic
funniest
one.
Home videos is.
Yeah. I don't think it made it on.
No,
it,
I don't. I mean, I can only think of one reason why not. You know,
but it's. I mean, she's not even close to saying Sparkling Wiggles. And
no,
she's definitely saying
not.
Something else.
Yeah,
definitely.
Took me a couple tries of messing that up pronunciation wise in my head, but I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. As soon as you said it, I'm like, "What rhymes with sparkling?" No. No.
There's really only one route, really. Yeah.
No.
At that point.
But it's clear as day, too. Like the way she's awesome. And like. I can't really fault the parent. I mean,
right?
It's like you got one of two ways to go. You can either be like, "No, no, no, don't say that," or we can film it.
Yeah,
and they filmed it.
Yeah, see, you know? I feel they made the right choice.
See, I see them submitting it to AFV for shits and grins, and it never getting past like the cutting room the floor. Individual QC. But I see Tom Bergeron, the host, just losing his fucking mind. Right. Over it.
Well, there's no way they could, because both words would have to be bleeped, so they'd be, right. So the audience would be like, "What is she saying?" You know, like
right. Because see, this is also keep in mind. This is also in the days before you would pretty much just email whatever. Like, here's a Dropbox link to my kid being a dumbass or whatever, right?
Yeah.
This is still in the days of videotapes. So I'm sure there had to have been some sort of response of, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, there's no... Well, I like mean, it would have
wrote,
to exist...
Like, someone wrote a letter very angrily.
It would have to exist on one of those sites that just aggregated content, like E-bombs World or Albino Black Sheep or some shit like that.
I probably saw it on E-bombs first.
Yeah. Man, I haven't talked about Ebon's World in a long time.
I know, that's a blast from the fucking past, isn't it?
Jesus Christ. Like, maybe since, like, well, that's probably more Newgrounds than Ebon's, but maybe since the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny back in the
I remember that. That was a Lemon Demon. Yeah.
God damn, I can't think of anything other than that. No, that's not true.
The first thing I remember seeing on Newgrounds was Sesame Street.
Oh my god, Sesame Street is a classic.
That was the first thing
that
ever.
That was so funny.
Kermit's like,
I'm so fucked up. I'm so fucking high. Yeah.
The letter of the day is...
Joint.
Joint.
Dude, that was such a great video.
Jesus, that was one of those fucking...
That's like 15 years old now.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's much older than that. Because it started off as just an MP3...
Right.
It started off as an MP3 and somebody animated it. Yeah, like that was something that I downloaded in like 1998 from Kazaa or some shit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Back when everything that was funny had the words Weird Al Yankovic in front of it.
It did. Yeah,
everything that was funny or like any parody or anything like that. And you know he'd never...
It wasn't him, right.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I remember on the Weird Al website, he goes, here are things I haven't done. And he had a list of just like... He's like, I never did Star Wars Cantina to the tune of Copacabana. He's like, I wish I had. And there was one that was like, there was a parody of Black Hole Sun, which was Asshole Sun. It's like, Asshole Sun, you're a bum. It's like, it's a really shitty fucking parody.
Yeah, it's like, you're a bum? Come on, man.
The best one, though, was they did a parody of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, and it was Pet Names for Genitalia. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard it, but it's... And I still have it, like, memorized. It's like, Mutton Dagger, Old Blind Bob, Hanging Johnny, Fishing Rod, Tally Whacker, Pocket Rocket, One-Eyed Trouser Trout.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, God, it's so fucking funny. And the best is, like, they're very short verses, as often as all those internet parodies kind of were.
Right.
And the second one is great. It was, Wang, Wazoo, Weenie, Whacker, Pecker, Pee-Pee, Kidney, Cracker, Heat, Seeking, Moisture, Missile, Giggle, Stick, Love, Whistle, Tube, Steak, Uncle Dick, This is Getting Really Sick, I'm Not Through, There's One More, Purple Helmet Wario.
That's funny. What was the hook?
Very clever.
Huh?
What was the hook?
Pet names for genitalia.
Okay.
You know the girls think of them and you gotta love them.
That's funny.
Do you guys remember the word, not the word, the video, the history of the word fuck?
Yes.
That was done, that Limp Bizkit used that for an intro back in...
Did they really?
Like 99 when I saw them live.
Because I remember, because I think that was back in the days of funnyjunk.com. Which was another one of those video aggregate websites. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to show this to my mother because I'm going to defend my use of the word fuck, which ironically has been incredibly destroyed on this very podcast being incorrect. But that's not important. And she's half through and she took her headphones off and she's just like, you have a point.
Was it the why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself?
I think that was the coup de grace, I'm sure.
That's my favorite thing from that. It's just fucking brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Cause it's all true.
It is.
I would never show my mom videos. Like, my mom would ask me to watch. Like I remember just a couple years back, I'm over her house and she's like, what's this song about splooging in your pants? Or something? And I'm like, what?
Mom, these are conversations we do not have.
Seriously, no, yeah, I'm like, you don't say that word in front of me. Like, what? And she's like, it was Jizz in My Pants
by Lonely Island.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And she's like, I want to see that video, and I'm like, I don't want to watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
Like,
with
I don't want to. I'll never forget. I was in Fort Myers. This is 12, 13 years ago, my mom calls me up one night and she's just like, I heard a song today and it's just, how's this crappy music on the radio? I was like, what song was it? She's like, some song about some black girl making milkshakes in her backyard.
Oh, man.
And
I'm like, oh, my God. That's awesome.
Like, that's not what it is. That's not what she's doing.
Nope. No, definitely not.
No, that's what I'm telling you. That's what she said. She's, hey, I'm making milkshakes in my backyard. Come on out. You know, it's better than whatever you've got. Like, no, that's not what it is at all. I promise.
Milkshake lobbyists are taking over popular media.
Oh, yes. I don't think anything gets... Yeah, parents taking things or not understanding the context of things, it's probably the best thing ever.
Oh,
it's awkward. Hang on. Awkward.
Welcome to Land of Bunnies Podcast. I am Mike Papadopoulos.
Jacob Plick the Third in the house.
Christopher Donald Stanton in the house.
Okay, so
I was wondering how long you were going to let that go.
No, I can't let this go because this is such a good fucking story. So I used to torture the shit out of my mom by leaving songs on my computer, just coming through my speakers, leaving the house and locking my door. And sometimes I wouldn't come back. Like, I'd stay at a friend's place and I'd be gone for like 2 days. And my mom would be like, you need to stop doing that. And one time she's like, what? She's like, I came back like the same day and she comes home. She's like, what fucking song were you playing? And I'm like, oh, I have to get my mom to sing this song. Mm. And I'm just like,
so you bait her. You're like, what do you mean? Like, how did
I'm
go?
Like, right. I'm like, what song? She goes, that song that you were playing from your computer. I'm like, how did it go? She goes, ninja, ninja, rap, ninja, ninja, go, go, go,
that's
go,
awesome.
Go, ninja. And I'm just sitting there just like, my mom just sang ninja rap.
That's great.
And I'm just in my room like, yo, it's a green machine. Yeah. Gonna rock the town without being seen. And that was great. And then...
Hit it, mom.
Yeah.
My mom's just vacuuming like, have you ever seen a turtle get down?
Say it louder, mom. You had the vacuum on.
And Mike throws his hands in the air. Man, I love being a turtle.
I love being an asshole to my mom. The worst, though. The worst, though. Was my friend was hanging out at my place. It's like midnight, something like that. Really late at night when nothing good happens. And we come to the conclusion that we've never actually seen midget porn. Like, we've probably joked about
Jesus.
It, but we've never seen midget porn. So I'm just like, let's pull up some midget porn. Me? I just type it in the computer, midget porn. Just type it into Google. First link, midget porn. But it's not two midgets. It's a normal-sized guy and a midget girl.
All right.
So he's doing her from behind, but she's not on anything. He's lifting her up while he does it from behind.
That's awesome.
And her legs are just dangling, and we're just like, oh, dear God in heaven, this is... What? I don't... Mom comes into my room.
Awesome.
And I just turn the monitor off.
Right.
Speakers are still going. She's like, she's like, Mike, what are you watching? And we're just like, midget porn? Like, just like very, you know, tail between the legs. She's just like, why are you watching midget porn? Like, because we've never seen it. And she goes, turn the monitor on.
She wanted to see it.
And I turn the monitor back on. I play the video again. She goes, oh, gross, he's picking her up. You guys are sick. And just leaves my room.
Yeah, those are usually the kind of conversations that never end with, huh, that's weird, and then you move on.
Right, no. Odd.
Yeah. Right, that's weird. We've never experienced that together. All right, you want to go have, you know, let's go have a beer. All right, cool.
Yeah, no, right? it's like my friend's like, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Just, I'm going to go.
Right.
Just left.
Right, yeah. I mean, like, what do you do after that?
Not sleep.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
Think your mother's going to murder you.
Not even really. It's like, because we were like fucking like 18, 19 at this point and everything.
Not full beard because you just shaved?
Huh? No, I don't know. I can't remember. Time ago. See, back when
Your beard continuity is really missing here.
I know. I had a beard from 6 months to 18, and then I had to get a job.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
And then no, back in
a couple years off.
Back in high school, I only had a mustache, if you can imagine that.
That's classy as shit.
I did too.
Oh, it was horrible. Looking back, and I'm just like, oh, this is
just a mustache.
Did you think at the time?
Just a mustache, because I went to a private school.
Right.
And they wouldn't allow beards, but they would allow you to have a mustache. And I think that was a plot by them, because it was a Christian school.
To not have sex.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be
clearly.
Clearly, yeah.
Like, I'm fairly certain they had, like, a little, like, jar, and it was just, like, the driest dick pool, and that was probably the safest bet every year.
Yeah, I wasn't even allowed to have a mustache, but I had one to fight the man.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I think I told the story before, of when I was, they demanded me to shave, and, you know, in high school, you know, because in, like, history classes, you hear things about civil disobedience, and MLK Jr., and Gandhi, and stuff. And I forgot about the part where you kind of don't really, you just take the punishment, you know, it's part of the lesson or whatever.
Yeah, as something of, like, the martyrdom, yes.
And so, you're right. And so, of course, so my teacher was like, you should shave. And I was like, no. I'm 17, senior in high school. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck with me, motherfucker. I know dreadlock foo.
Right. Damn Skippy.
She's like, you're only 17. You don't have a rep yet.
Right.
Water fountain style.
Sexy ass mustache. Don't give a fuck. Got all the bitches. What? Get on my level. Dean Williams. So, Jacob, please come to the dean's office.
Y'all sparkling wiggles are dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Thug life. So, leader of a gang. King mustache. So I'm on the way to the...
leader of a gang, King Mustache.
Yep.
Sounds like a Final Fight villain.
Lesser known Danish rock stars.
for 200, Trebek.
Jesus.
So I'm on the way to the dean's office because, like, my teacher basically is like, he's not shaving. What do we do? So they're like, Jacob, go to the dean's office. And they're like, all right, it's time for you to shave. And it's like, no. I'm not going to. Well, why not? I just don't want to. What's the worst that could happen? You could go to detention. All right, cool. Really? Yeah. They're like, we have no power here. So this lasts for about a month, actually. So I go to detention, because, like, in the student handbook, it's, like, detention. There's no, like, level two thing for not shaving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, this is the latter half of the semester. And they're just like, all right. And I'm just like, nope, not doing it. But in their graduation, as part of the graduation or whatever, if you don't shave, you don't walk.
Oh.
So, I was like, no. And they're like, but Jacob, you're not going to... I don't care. No. Second to last day, right before graduation, like, graduation rehearsal, all that shit, my grandmother came into town.
Oh, no.
I shaved.
Oh.
It was the worst day of my entire life.
Damn.
Because they were expecting me to... Because, like, they had no idea what was going to happen. I can imagine they were on bated breath.
Oh, like this
fucking... What's King Mustache gonna do?
This is fucking DEF CON 1.
Yeah, right. And then, like...
What's King Mustache gonna do?
He's gonna lose all his power.
I just imagine a faculty lounge.
Seriously.
Just pour coffee.
Just pour... What's King Mustache gonna do at graduation? Fucking shaking.
And of course, they're putting whiskey in the coffee because they're just so freaked out.
Squire detention is. Right. Going, well, I don't know.
We cannot surmise, my lord.
What was so crazy about, like, how
it all for the alliance? No, I just want to quote Warcraft 2 on it.
Yeesh. So we get in line for graduation or whatever, and they make sure you have your cap and gown or whatever, right? And the dean, same dean. He just looks at me, no words are exchanged, just nod back, walk. That's it.
Oh, wow.
That was it. So I was like, man, I kind of wanted to just kind of keep it going. But I was like, no, your grandmother's in town. Don't be a douchebag. You've already been a douchebag for a month anyway.
I was about to say, you have been a douchebag for a month.
Right. As a matter of fact, I forgot one important story. Part of that story is my buddy Kyle Radburn had a full beard, and he was also doing it. He's like, "Fight the power, Jacob!" Like, yeah. So fuck yeah! It was a group thing.
My grandma's coming to town though, so I can only fight the power for until like the streetlights come on.
Otherwise, I'll get my ass whooped, son.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, gone are the days of running home as the lights are coming on, and you still being late anyway. So
I was the only eighth grader who was forced to shave. Okay. I was walking, like, there was no shaving policy for middle schoolers, because it hadn't come up yet.
There's a My Papadopoulos clause somewhere.
Pretty fucking much.
That's hilarious.
Like, the school was founded in, like, 1971, and it took 28 years.
For a real man to show up?
For someone with the sack to grow hair on his face in Algebra 1 half. But like,
wait, Algebra 1 half?
Yeah, oh, it was a terrible math curriculum. Like, the 8th grade math class that you took was Algebra 1 half. I'm getting off fucking topic. Anyways, it sucked.
Man, but, I thought we'd talk about math on the podcast, but hey.
Yeah, no, that's not gonna happen.
Oh. I was really looking forward to your calculus discussion, but that's okay.
I don't have one because I can't fucking do calculus. I can't do math. Instead, I can remember song lyrics about dicks, but I can't do fucking math to save my life.
Hey, man, priorities.
Yeah, no, Jen, like, we're at Walmart one time, and Jen was, like, they have, like, the little impulse purchase candies, and Jen's like, "Ooh, ring pop," and I'm like, "You can wear a ring around your finger, ring pop, it's the juicy jewel of flavor, ooh, ring pop, it's a lollipop without a stick, ring of flavor you can lick, ring pop," and Jen immediately is like, "This is why you can't do math." And so, she's not wrong.
Yeah. So wonder how you're married.
So I'm walking through the concourse.
He goes to like nightclubs and requests the Jacksonville Suns theme.
Baseball never been hotter than the Jacksonville Suns. Suns have never been better.
I'm the only one on the dance floor. Like, oh yeah, my jammy jam.
Jammy jam?
My jammy jam. Wow. Dude, if you're dancing at a club to the Jacksonville Suns song, you're going to say jammy jam.
Right. Yeah, and you're definitely the only one on the dance floor for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay.
So anyways, I'm walking through the concourse, and the dean of the high school is like, "You." He's like, "Come here." And takes me to the front office. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Get him a can and a razor." Like, they'd make you shave on, like, go to the bathroom and shave.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, same situation.
Get him a can and a razor. And the lady, like, gets me the can and the razor, and I'm in, like, I'm just a little eighth grader. I'm just, like, flipping the fuck out. I'm like, what am I doing? What?
Did you know how to shave?
Did you even know how to shave? I'd never shaved in my life before. And they're like, "Okay, what class are you supposed to be in?" I'm like, "Video viewing?" Which was, like, a little shitty middle school class where you just watched movies and then wrote something about them.
That sounds
and
awesome.
She's like, "Yeah, it does." Yeah, no, it was a great class. Yeah. And she's like, "Video, who teaches that?" "Miss Horton? In the middle school wing?" Mr. Adams calls the dean back out. It's like, "What?" It's like, "He's a middle schooler." It's like, "What?" And they take me over to the middle school, like the principal of the middle school wing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "I brought him in to shave." I'm like, "Please don't make me shave. I've never shaved. I don't want to shave. I don't want to do this." And the principal's like, "All right, we're not going to make you shave today, but you need to go home and you need to learn how to shave." This has never come up before.
So we don't. This is unprecedented.
So the first time I shaved, and I butchered the shit out of my face. Oh, I looked horrible.
I bet.
Ugh. No school is fun.
I'm pretty sure everyone has at least a decent shave story. It's or not necessarily a decent shave story, but they've almost killed themselves by cutting their own throats with their razor. Usually,
maybe in like, I don't know, like if there were a Muppet Babies version of Sweeney Todd, maybe. But
I never did anything. But my like horrific shaving stories were like only having like a big disposable one and having like a beard.
Yeah.
Being like that, that's, I mean, as far as, no, I was,
this will take a half an hour.
I was the kid that got like the Batman plastic shaving kit, and I practiced it.
Nice.
Like I would stand there like with my dad in the mirror and just be like pretending to shave. And
Nice.
You know, all that
little,
stuff.
Little dad son bonding time.
Yeah, I mean, he would show me how to shave. He'd show me how to, you know, put like preparation H on, things like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
It was cool.
Nice.
Upbringing. Like, rites of passage. Appropriate
things. Yeah,
yeah, you know.
Rites of passage.
Right.
Rites of passage.
Right.
So you gotta let me show the boy. Enemas.
Darius too young. Boy need to learn.
He gonna learn today.
I don't know. I've met your dad. He doesn't sound like that at all.
No, he doesn't.
Not like not even close.
No. No, he's no. He kind of sounds like this, and that's pretty much it. How are you?
Yeah, no, it was, like, it, yeah, that's exactly
he's
what it is.
He's very stoic. He's very just like.
I mean,
because I asked him about
his name is what is Don, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a very Don sounding voice.
I guess.
I'll bow to your better fucking judgment.
You know, I have an idea of these things. I watched Godfather a couple times.
We had a well, yeah, but that's not.
I know it's a joke, you fucking assholes.
It's not like he was named Donnie Corleone.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe he was in another life. I don't know.
In another life,
right? Maybe he
because the Italians are all about reincarnation.
Yeah, he was Marlon Brando.
Why
last
would he
time.
Reincarnate?
He was
with
Marlon
the
Brando last time. That's good. Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
He got crushed by that streetcar named Desire or whatever. Oh. I don't know.
Stella! That's awesome. That is fucking great.
We had a, speaking of high school stories, there's two guys I used to be friends with that I won't really implicate who is responsible for this, but because it's really bad, but two brothers, younger and older brother, lived in the house, their parents' house. There was a jacuzzi outside. The older brother was my friend, who we were
Andy Dufresne.
Damn it! Yeah, damn it.
I missed it. That was good. And we were like 19. We had just graduated like 2 years before, or whatever. And his younger brother was like 16 and on the football team and whatever. So they would always have after parties and stuff at their house and. They would invite girls over and they'd be like, oh, get in the jacuzzi. This is actually a really brilliant plan. But as like a 33-year-old parent, it's just really hard to. So the younger brother would be like, hey, girls, you can go ahead and change in your bathing suits in my brother's room because, like, you know, that way, you know, he's not in there and I'll go get changed in my room. Just go in my brother's room and be fine. Well, little did they know he had his webcam on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
With the monitor off. Just the webcam on. So, yep. Like, there would be, like, the hottest girls in school all getting changed. I mean, like, so this, it's really a brilliant, brilliant idea. True. I mean, let's just get that out of the way.
Right.
It is.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Especially now, because it's like, if it were 13 and 14, we'd be like, this is great. And now it's just like, oh my God, that's child pornography.
Right, yeah. Right. That's right. But anyway, so at the time, I'm like. I'm, you know, the 19-year-old in me is like, shit, yeah, I want to see these hot chicks. So, like, every week it would be like, you know, hey, man, come over. You got to check out this girl. I got. And, of course, I'm not, you know, at the time I was like, oh, okay, cool. I mean, I'd say 30% of me thought it was wrong. The right. other, you know, 70% of me wasn't having sex.
Right.
So yeah, believe it or not, I wasn't. So anyway, So this one week I get over there and he's like, oh man, this one's hard because I had to leave the lights off, or like she didn't turn the light on. She just got changed in the dark. So it's really hard to see. So you got to like really zoom in and like really look at
wow.
it.
Wow.
He's full screened. And I'm like, I can't see anything. He's like, hold on. It's almost, you'll see it in just a minute. And I'm just looking. And the next thing I see is his asshole backing away.
Oh my God.
from the computer monitor.
No.
And he literally like, so I'm like literally. Face pressed up against the monitor, and he literally just he's walking away butt naked with his asshole spread, and he's like, got you, motherfucker, you know. And I'm like, and I'm just like staring at this
oh
fucking
my
dude's
God.
Asshole for,
you're staring into a different
for,
universe
for a good minute, you know. And it was he got me. It was good. That
oh
was
my
a
God,
good
that's
one.
The best yeah, fucking get.
That was really
oh my
good.
God. Ever.
Yeah, it was pretty. And the thing is, like, it was set up over like a course of a few weeks, like. Like,
oh wow!
Yeah, it was definitely like one of those things where, you know, I got there and I know like what is that? You know, So that was pretty. That was pretty. Wow. Good.
Wait. But, so did he mastermind this whole plan of recording girls changing in his room show you his asshole? No.
I was thinking about that too.
Well, because the thing at the time, like we used,
because
like,
that's something I'd do.
No, because the thing is, I used to moon people. You probably don't know this about me. Like I used to moon people all the time.
I'm learning all sorts of things.
Like, I did. No, I really. I would have my ass just randomly hanging out at any given time, and I would just. I mean.
So you were Bart Simpson, basically.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. I mean. I would get elaborate with it. Like I would be like. Like, say I could get behind that couch right there, right. And, like, I would literally get on, and, like, you'd be upstairs, and be like, Jacob, come here, man. And all you would see is two ass cheeks just sticking about you. But it's like an Easter egg hunt, you know? It's kind of like, where are you? Oh, there's your ass.
Oh, you asshole.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, so I would set it up and be really elaborate with it sometimes. Right. I wouldn't, like, moon people out of the car window, because that's just amateur.
Right.
You need, like, to have, like, some sort of...
Right, because that's not at all.
No, there's strategy involved with that, at least.
There's planning.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's
like,
some sort of...
Yeah, like the game of Risk, like except for with
like,
asses.
It's like the circle game, you know, like the circle game. With ass cheeks, yeah. And
I don't think there's anything more in this world that I hate.
But dude,
than
I would
fucking game.
I'm telling you.
Side note, fuck you, David.
I would do it like I would literally be at work at a place that I could do this. Not I'm not saying I was working at Bank of America showing people my ass. But like no, I'd be at a place and I'd be like,
well, hey, you don't have to give me a webcam for that. There's fucking plenty of video cameras.
Literally, there's people like Jeff Knight can tell you. I'll be like he'll be in a shitty mood. And I'll be like, hey man, you want to see my ass real quick? Like I'll show it to you. It'll make you laugh. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, no, I've seen it enough. Okay, well, I mean, like when I lived with him, I would just show him my ass all the time.
All the time.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's awesome because it's not. I mean, I don't have a good looking ass at all, as I'm sure none of us do. So
mine's all right.
I'm all right. Yeah, yeah, no. That's pretty good.
I've been told.
Really?
I've been told I give myself a
B plus.
You know.
Yeah.
I've been told it's a pert.
I have also been told whatever word he said.
Well, I thought you guys were just expert on rating men's asses.
No.
Oh, no.
It's just
no.
Your own ass.
I just
journeyman at best.
Okay. Been around for a little while.
What up, Ray?
You did.
Yeah, you want to look at all of our asses and tell us which one has the nicest?
I just came in and just hear people talking about
that. We can do it.
Ass.
I bet
right.
I bet Ray's got a nicer ass than
I mean, look at it. Look at that guy. Yeah, look at the guy. Yeah. He's got a nice ass.
It's a big guy.
Ray's going to go to his room and never come back.
No, he's going to go to his room and check out his ass.
Is that what I was?
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Unless you're moving furniture.
I know, right?
Right? I'm not going to tell you to not move furniture into that place you live.
Right.
What kind of fucking dickhead would it be? I'm like, excuse me, we're recording a free podcast.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Wow. We had stuff to talk about today, didn't we?
Did we?
Do you want to talk about that horribly god-awful Joker picture?
I hate it on every
apparently the
level.
Tattoos is not like a thing.
Okay, apparently it is.
Like I've heard like mixed things.
So what I've heard is that people are thinking it's not because there's some leaked photos of him without the tattoos.
But he's wearing like a shirt and stuff.
No,
so.
not that. I know what the one you're thinking. You're thinking it's like offset. No, there's like a there's a scene. Excuse me. Like there's a picture I saw of him. Like definitely it's a shot from the movie. Kind of low res, but he's definitely in full Joker makeup and he doesn't have the tattoos. Well,
okay.
Real easy answer for that is Affleck's in Toronto and he's filming for they're either filming for Suicide Squad or they're going to do a scene for Batman vs. Superman where Joker kills Robin. So like, I think the tattoos
Whoa.
Because Joker's in jail in Suicide Squad.
Like, oh right, sure.
So like, Batman and Joker have already done their whole
thing.
Well,
is it not in continuity with the Nolan films, right?
No, not at all. Right. Like, so the thing is, like, they're basically gonna. The reason why he wouldn't have tattoos would be because he's filming a flashback showing when he kills Robin with the crowbar. So like, that's why they're saying like, oh, if you see any pictures of him without the tattoos, it's because he's not in prison yet, kind of thing.
But he did that.
Well, then they could, you know, they can change whatever they want.
Yeah,
right.
But
whatever they want.
But still, like, I don't know. I'm hoping it's a joke. I'm hoping that's just so because I literally hate it. I think it's.
I'm so shocked because like,
oh god,
I'm usually like the one with all the haterade, but I liked it. I liked it actually. Like, I thought it was different. I liked the ha 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 joke tattoo. Because it was kind of like a reference to the Killing Joke cover. I thought that was pretty cool. I do get the whole issue with the forehead tattoo. What does it say again?
Damaged. Which and is he's got a J under one of his eyes.
Which is just, yeah. So that was, I get that. But I didn't hate it. I thought, I'm ready to give it a shot. Which is so funny because it's the exact opposite of how I felt with like Ben Affleck being Batman. So.
I mean, the only thing that I can maybe... I mean, like, the only way I will excuse the tattoos is if he's forced to get... Like, if there's some sort of like, oh, the Joker's in prison. If it's some sort of like Scarlet Letter kind of thing. Like, oh, he gets held down and is forced to get tattoos of like, hey, he's the Joker because like... He can't like he can change his hair color, he can do whatever he wants, but like he would never be able to give up like hide in plain sight anymore. You know what I mean? Right. Like kind of thing. Like it's like no, right. This is the Joker, hence all the ha ha ha's and the right. smiley
and
face.
That, and that would make sense. And the J kind of on my his face is we know so little about it that I'm ready to just kind of be like, all right, cool, let's just see what.
I'm just
what
leaning it's about. More towards he got them because he's just like he got them on his own, which I just don't. I don't know. It, to me, it's again, it's like a 14-year-old girl who's a cutter and who listens to Fall Out Bieber. Boy and whatever is like
Bieber fever.
Oh man, you know this is I don't know. It's just so bull. It's just so bad. I hate it so much. I hate it.
I am going to.
I just do.
I'm going to weigh in on this in just a second. Sorry for all the little noise there and everything like that. But I just mic'd Ray K up for the podcast.
What up, Ray?
He lives here, and we've done 20 fucking three of these now, and he's never been on, so...
I usually get home pretty late.
Yeah, you do get home pretty late.
But you got home pretty early.
Scoot up
time.
To the microphone. Yeah. Because I can't get... There you go.
Yay!
Awesome.
Yay!
Now okay.
Yay!
Podcast. Land of Bunnies. I am in you.
Yes, that you. Is correct.
Yeah, I fucking hate that...
It's terrible.
That screen, that like, they posted it, and everybody's like, oh!
You seen it,
like,
right, Ray?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
It's fucking terrible. It looks like absolute shit. Like,
it really, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's like, so funny. Like the teeth, I'm fine with because I'm assuming Batman knocks him out and he gets teeth or silver teeth or whatever. Uh-huh. But like, yeah, I just
I'm sitting there. I'm like, are you fucking Jaws from the 007 series? What the is this?
That would be pretty legit.
Who's somebody? I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Somebody
at all.
Somebody posted. They were like, oh, I guess the Joker's in the Prodigy now.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I said it looks like he should be setting up equipment for the Prodigy yeah. because that's what he.
Another
fucking
person
like.
Was like, oh, I didn't know Joker was headlining Warped Tour this year.
Like, did you? Just, oh my god!
I'm a Gotham prankster. Twisted Gotham prankster.
Did you see the image of they basically redid the image with the Game of the Year edition from the Arkham City game and like all like 10 out of 10 like tattoos and like Game of the Year.
Yes.
I fucking all the tattoos. Cried laughing.
I'd like to see somebody Photoshop really awesome. It without the tattoos and with normal teeth. And yeah, then
I can send that to you actually.
Have you done
I've
it?
I've seen like two of them.
Yeah, because yeah. I think I would love, I'm literally looking at it and going, man, if he didn't have, I mean the teeth, again, I'm like, I could do without, but whatever. But like, if he didn't have the tattoos and if he didn't have the teeth all looking, if he looked normal,
right.
It would be immaculate. I really think it would be perfect.
I think it would look really cool.
It would look
they're
great.
They're just trying to do like, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do.
Space themselves away from Heath Ledger.
Why would you do that?
But
oh, I do get why you would do that, but why would you make him look like
there's
just
so many
like
other
3 years ago
right.
he had like a Hot Topic card.
Right. There's
and
so
still
ma-
does.
There's so
card
many,
carrying member.
Right. There's so many other looks that the Joker has had and could have. Like Ledger's is really unique, and I know the comics have mm-hmm. kind of adopted that. Some versions of the comics have kind of taken over that look with the scarring and everything. Right. But like,
well, he kind of ripped off his own face and then put it back on.
Well,
it's kind of
but
stapled.
But that's still within the last couple years. Like in 2008, I remember like there was a Joker in the comics that was very, you know, looked a lot like Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
But either way, there's still 60, 70 years of Jokers that you could emulate,
right.
You know, and not, you know, not fucking emo, you know, get in detention because I have a mustache Joker.
I mean, like, we can agree that there's one big thing that that it's really getting, though, is it's causing controversy, which is causing people to want to actually, like,
absolutely.
Check it out more. There's more hype for it, even though there are people that dislike it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more attention. That's what it is.
Yeah, right. I mean, right. It's...
Like, no such thing as bad press kind
basically,
of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can kind of see
and
that,
and I buy that, too, because, I mean, like, outside of the casting announcements, which were pretty heavy and ridiculous, because... there's so many awesome people in that movie. There really hasn't been anything else outside of that for a good several weeks. So
no, it's all been text and it's all been rumors and everything like that. And people pissed off that they're not using any of the Suicide Squad that they've already had on
like
TV.
Arrow and stuff. Yeah. Right. Which I'm okay with. You know, I mean, like we talked about like the TV universe and the movie universe being completely separate and the issues with that. But
which is still dumb.
I agree. But now that it's a done deal, let's just move forward and see what we do. Oh, no.
Why?
See, here's my thing. I think it's the opposite.
Is grandma coming?
I have to shave again? Damn.
I think the layman could give a shit about Deadshot and about the rest of the Suicide Squad. I think 8 out of 10 people that they need to go see that movie have never don't even know what the Suicide Squad is.
Nope. Definitely.
You know what I mean? They don't 100%. Even know what it is or who's 100%. In it. So with Joker being the Joker's going to be in it, and you know, and it's going to be this, you know, Academy Award winning actor and this lead singer of this popular band. That to me is your in.
That's your hook,
right? Mm-hmm. So like. So
but people are really upset about him being in the movie to begin with, and I'm like,
I was totally fine with being
it. And like, I think that's incredible. Several people are like, Joker's not in Suicide Squad. Why is he in the? I'm like,
you are an actor.
No. I was like, that is an incredibly short sighted argument. Like, you know, why the fuck not? It makes sense.
Yeah, and so to me,
it could work. It would see what happens.
I agree that the no such thing as bad press thing to an extent, but I definitely think there's going to be people who are like. Man, I was on, you know, I was kind of stoked to see what the new Joker was going to be, even though I don't know who the rest of those characters are.
Right.
I have no desire to see that movie now, because I'm not going to be able to take that Joker seriously. You know, I think they're going to lose people.
It really did kill a lot, because I was excited for it. I really was. There were some announcements, I was like, Will Smith is Deadshot? All right, fine. You're trying to get some A-listers, and, you know, Men in Black was fun.
Right.
But, I'm not.
Yeah, that one movie he did 15 years ago. Nothing of any importance since then.
He's done stuff. Like. Yeah.
That M. Night Shyamalan movie, right?
What's.
With his kid?
Was that M. Night Shyamalan?
Will Smith done some good. Did you see 7 Pounds?
I had no idea.
Dude,
did you see Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah, of course.
I love 7 Pounds. 7 Pounds is depressing as balls.
It is.
But
it might be one of the most depressing movies
ever. It's so good, though. I loved it.
I texted Kevin Mosley right when I walked out of there. I'm like, so, we found you the one thing you're not going to cosplay of Will Smith, and it's this movie. And he's like, why? And I was like, go see it. You'll find out. And he goes and sees it. He just sends me like teary face. Like, aww. Nope.
He's still great in it.
Yeah, he's great in it.
Yeah, but like, he's done some good. I mean, Ali, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Ali was really good.
I just hope he plays. I hope he plays Deadshot, not in like the, you know, like, yeah, you know, because Batman, like, you know, Batman was over there and, you know, I was over here.
Uncle Phil.
And so, yeah, that's what happened. So,
how come Batman don't want me, man?
You know, like, yeah. Yeah, don't.
Invenida, Miami.
Yeah. Ray's been trying to talk for 10 minutes.
Go.
No, that's all good. No.
Okay.
From what you were saying earlier about how it's going to, like, keep people away from it, like, basically make them not want to go see it after this. Well, let's just say with how history has gone in terms of, like, geek shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't like it, you still have that morbid curiosity
of
checking it out. So you can still guarantee that the people who say they aren't going to see it are still going to see it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So
I don't guarantee it. I do think that there's people that, like, I don't think it's going to be, okay, it's like we were talking about Star Wars a couple weeks ago. Like, mm-hmm. I think that I was using that basically same argument saying, like, even if people didn't like the prequels, they're going
to
go see it.
Yeah, they still want to go see it.
Like, they're just, anybody that says, no, I don't like episodes 1, 2, and 3, so I'm not going to see episode 7. Is
no
a liar.
Way. Yeah,
I mean, it is a liar.
No way.
With Leto's Joker, I don't know. I don't know that it's that kind of pull.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
it's more.
Yeah,
I think it's more like, you know, if there were, you know, there's going to be hardcore fans that are definitely going to see it at midnight already. But that's maybe $150 million worth of total gross. Maybe like that. Like, of those people, you need the layman to be interested in it, because you don't have like home run, like huge cast of characters. I mean, it's probably the most obscure comic book characters I can think of that are getting their own film since probably, like, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like, and Iron Man wasn't even
the... Guardians,
that's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, that's a good point.
Pretty
Like, Rocket Raccoon hadn't surfaced in anything since Marvel vs. Capcom.
No, and that's a really good point. Again, no huge A-list actors in that, you know what I mean? So, like...
So it's like, always Saldana to a certain
extent. But like not Will Smith or
not Will Smith.
Whoever else.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I didn't think about that. That's a good point. But yeah. I still think that this, I definitely still think that this Joker is going to deter people. Like, I mean, I'll definitely need to see a trailer, you know.
To be sold.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just, would it be, would is there anything they can do to just be like, nope, I'm not going to see this movie for you?
No.
Yeah, because you're going to see it anyway.
Well, yeah, I'm going to see it
like,
anyway.
Because I feel that way about Fantastic Four. I'm like, I don't know about this. I'm going to see it anyway.
I'm not.
But, no? No.
Oh, I'm definitely not going to see Fantastic Four. Oh, yeah. not even kind of.
Yeah. They have burned me fucking twice.
That's true.
Yeah. And they ruined the Silver Surfer, and they fucked up Galactus.
Yeah.
They...
Man, did they fuck up Galactus. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Like, they would have to offer like fantastic fleshlights with every fucking ticket to get me to fucking go to that.
I'll let you know.
Are you a big fan of fleshlights?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Say fuck it to this movie, I'm gonna fuck something.
Dude, what if they had like an invisible fleshlight, like for Sue Storm, and like you're sitting there and you're like, how is this happening? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling something, but I can't.
But I don't know
I'm
what.
Not touching. Or if they had a thing fleshlight, that wouldn't feel good.
No.
At all.
No. Yeah. It's clobbering time. No.
Mr. Fantastic fleshlight would be a huge seller.
Oh, yeah, no. It just like fucking wraps around like a coil. Seller, yeah.
I was about to say the thing one would just be a Ziploc bag full of gravel.
That's true.
And
we can get that anyway.
We've all been there. Right.
And the Johnny Storm one would just be herpes. So,
gravel, butter, Ziploc, microwave.
Set on 2 minutes.
But my thing with Suicide Squad.
You never forget your prom.
Wow. My thing with Suicide Squad is I think that they need, you know.
Actually, what's the problem with a midget? Fun fact. Go on.
Did you really?
I did.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Dwarf or a midget?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it was probably a dwarf.
Probably a dwarf.
Yeah, more than likely a dwarf.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Fun fact. Full beard. She had a great beard. No. Yeah.
Did she stand on your feet when you danced?
No. Missed opportunity.
Get off my Jordans, bitch. Anyway.
Nah, man. I was about that New Balance cheap ass shit.
New Balance was the shit, nice. Man.
I was about that New Balance life, man. Adidas, if it was Christmas.
Oh, no.
You got like the third cheapest shoe for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, no, we went through some money troubles at one point, and I like had to go to like the little Cuban mart where they sold shoes, and I got like Asics with two C's.
That's good.
Wow.
I never was a shoe guy ever. Like,
oh, me either.
I always, this is interesting. Like, I always had. But I was always big, so like my feet, I was in adult size shoes, like really young, which I didn't like any of the adult size shoes. So like I wanted the kids shoes, but I was like, oh, I want this shoe, but in a size like,
can
nine.
I have a light up shoe in a size 13, right, please?
Right. What if they say
you would fuck for a day? You would fucking do it, right? You would fucking do it,
dude.
Don't
if
even
I could
lie.
Get business casual LA heels, I would be
done,
all over
son.
That shit.
Done,
but LA heels.
LA heels, that's what they were.
I thought it was
LA lights. I'm sorry, LA lights. LA heels. I was confusing LA lights and Heelys.
I thought it was LA Gear. Wasn't it called LA Gear?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it?
LA just Gear was the company, yeah.
Just walking to my cube and
like,
my FNPs.
Like all their shoes had purple in them or
just
something.
Stuff in them stilettos.
Right.
But no, I discovered Skechers in like sophomore year of high school. And I mean, like I'm telling you, these shoes I'm wearing right now, I've purchased a good... I mean, these are the standards. You know, this is like the Fender Strat of shoes, and you guys don't know what Fender Strats are. It's fine. Mike does.
I was about to say.
You've sold me a guitar.
Sir.
I have. That's true. But no, I've literally owned these shoes probably 20-25 times. I get a pair every year
for
Christmas.
Yeah. Nice. I usually do Converses whenever I buy shoes consistently.
Yeah. I've veered outside of this being my standard go-to shoe. I've bought like Chuck Taylor Converse, you know, which I still have, and they're 12 years old, and they're still comfortable as shit. Nice.
I can't do that.
But really?
I run out of I burn out of shoes within 3 months of getting them.
Wow. Oh, I'm terrible.
I exercise like 5 times a week.
Oh, okay. That makes... Yeah, that's why I have shoes for 6 years then. Yeah. There you go.
Like,
dude, just don't exercise, bro.
You'll save some shoe money, right? Like, it's funny you say that, too, because, like, I should probably stop buying shoes at Walmart because, like, maybe 6 months to a year, they've got holes and or like burned out or not burned out, like, you know, where they're rubbed out or whatever.
Is this a plasma sword over here?
Yes.
Yeah. That was Amanda's birthday gift to me.
That's awesome.
She's been building it for like the past like few weeks.
Sorry to interrupt your suicide.
Yeah, it looks good. No problem. It does look pretty badass, actually.
Sorry to interrupt your Suicide Squad talk with the shoe story.
I know, right? Oh, yeah, we definitely.
That's all right.
Went on a path, but yeah, like I should really stop buying shoes at Walmart, basically.
Yeah, no.
I'm like 0-3.
Gotta buy this huge ass TV. Gotta buy this PS4. Gotta buy all these games. Nah, I gotta get my shoes.
I know, right? Man, I got my priorities on lock, son.
If I could trade in my shoes for credit when I'm done with
it. I mean, like, I've got a desktop, two laptops, a tablet, and a smartphone. But fuck shoes.
Walks around with cardboard tape.
All things you do while sitting down. You don't need shoes.
Yeah.
Very true.
See? Again, hell, my fucking sandals look like shit. They got holes in them.
What if Zubaz made shoes?
I'd buy them.
He just have a whole
Zubaz. Tired.
You can call him Shoebaz.
Shoebaz.
Fuck you. Get out of here.
Hold on. Hold on.
Email the guy. You know the guy.
Bob Trix. Jacob.
Yeah, email him. Yeah.
CEO Zubaz. Yeah.
You I got one word for you. Shoebaz.
You know me?
Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Shoebaz.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I love it. We're making $3 million. Like.
King Mustache out.
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Absolutely.
So I kind of want to call him, though.
I kind of legitimately want to know.
I swear to God. They have, because Tabby manages Rack Room in the Avenues.
Shoes.
They have these Nike sandals, not the flip-floppy ones, but like the ones with just the thing, just the big 4-inch thing goes across
cross beam.
The foot. Right. Yeah. With the Nike symbol on. Okay. I swear to God, they're black. It's got like a yellow Nike symbol, and it's got jungle stuff on it. Like literally
jungle
just,
it.
It's
jungle
just,
stuff.
It's like leaves and trees. And I'm like, and they're like $50. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
I'm like, who in the fuck would buy these? And she goes, oh, that's our biggest selling sandal. Like, no question. And they're not like, I was thinking like maybe they were Jaguars themed or something because of the jungle. No. They're just ugly as balls. Nice. And she's like, oh, so I'm telling you, Your Shoebaz idea, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's yours, by the way.
Well, like, mine, yeah. Just cut me in. Just
yeah,
cut me
got in for, you.
Just
got
like
you.
Give me like 3% or something.
Yeah, finder's fee. I got
but,
you.
But still, like those pants, but with those sandals at a Jaguar game for $25 a piece would be sold out.
Gazillionaire.
Yeah, yeah. Gazillionaire. You need to talk to your guy.
A gazillionaire.
Yeah. A gazillionaire.
Nobody, please steal our Shoebaz. My Shoebaz idea, please.
Yes, trademark.
Shoebaz is copyright Land of Bunnies 2015.
I wonder if that would count.
I don't think so.
I don't think.
No. I said it in my game show voice. I said it counts.
I don't think it. You know, in the court of law. I don't know. Do we have any lawyer friends? I don't know. I don't think so.
That'd be very convenient.
Do you have a lawyer?
Always
friend?
Have like a lawyer. Friend.
Yeah, like just like you know. I don't. You just call them up. I have a question. I mean, I'm not going to pay you or anything, but if I robbed this liquor store, would I get in trouble? Okay, thanks.
I think most definitely if you love our
yeah, I'm pretty. Well, yeah, a little bit. Not a fucking doctor or nothing.
Yeah.
Look.
I'm asking for a
King
second
mustache
opinion.
King Mustache, let the power go to his head.
Unless you were in Baltimore right now. Then you wouldn't get in trouble.
Then I'm good to go, son.
Franco's question.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Which video game that has not been made into a feature film would you like to see get made into one?
Ooh.
I've always gone for Halo. Well, there's been like shorts and
yeah,
stuff.
Like yeah,
Fort
yeah,
of
yeah.
the
like
Dawn was okay. Yeah.
Straight up fucking movie.
Right.
I would love that because I'm a big fan of the fucking books.
Yeah.
I read the books as
yeah. Fall young. Was it Fall into Reach or whatever was fucking incredible.
Fall of Reach.
Yeah, Fall of Reach.
Unto Dawn. Yeah. I got
it's
it
all good.
Up.
And then there's the Flood. And yeah, mine has always been Metal Gear Solid, the first one.
They did make a movie. It was called Metal Gear Solid 4.
I see what you did there.
Zing.
Buzzing.
Touche.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one for me. I'll have to think about it.
I've never actually really thought about it, to be honest.
Because it's always like an after effect,
wait, no,
right?
I know exactly what it would be. Legacy of Kain: Soul Reaver.
Ooh!
Legacy of Kain: Soul. Well, start off with Blood Omen,
yeah,
and then
and
go
all
into,
the way through.
Go
right.
into the do the whole Legacy of Kain series.
Right.
Do a full
that
fucking.
That would be fun, man.
I'm
surprised they haven't remade that game. Actually,
they should totally hire Kain the Wrestler to play him.
Absolutely, it would make perfect sense. Dying Blue, good.
Legacy of, oh god, it's Kane!
But then they're gonna call him Blueberry Kane on TV, so, because, you know, it's
he's WWE. Slaughtering vampires, that's a slobber knocker! Orbs everywhere! Oh god, orbs everywhere!
You gotta pick him up!
I'll see you all in hell! Somebody pause the damn game!
Rest in peace!
The Seraphim are getting slaughtered, Kane! Wow.
Oh my god. I've never wanted anything more in my life.
Wow.
And then, like, an extra skin would be, like, corporate Kane who just, like, walks around and, like, just scolds people. Right. Just like, no, don't do that. No, that's not best for business. And then the demons just fall down.
God, man, I don't know, dude. God, I have no idea. I've got nothing. I'm shocked.
Going to that Candy Crush.
I'm still thinking about it a little bit.
Oh, me too. Shit.
Let's see, Halo's a good answer, man.
Halo is a good answer.
I love Halo. Yeah.
I never got into it.
Really?
I played the first one. I was just like, this is boring. Yeah. Like, I didn't get into the story. I'm like, this is a first person shooter with blue ammunition.
To each their own. Yeah.
I didn't, but that, I played that game at a time when I was really burnt out on first person shooters.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And the only game that brought me back around was Half-Life 2.
Oh, nice.
Half-Life 2 is the one game that brought me back around. Yeah. I've still never played anything like it.
It's still my favorite first person shooter.
Pick up that game.
I think if they were to do a Halo movie, and this is maybe what they've run into being a problem, because I know that's come very, very close several times.
With Spielberg, I think, right?
No, it was Neil Blomkamp and Peter Jackson.
Oh, right.
Like, if you watch District 9, there's a lot of ideas in District 9 that are from his Halo scripts and his Halo, like, even, like, the weapons and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He was like, this close to directing it. Peter Jackson was producing it, and they had a script, and they were about to start shooting, but the problem, I think, that they would have with a Halo movie is they would have to identify John. Like, there would have to be, like, I don't think you could have a main character that, like, you just never see his face.
Right.
So to me,
I'm sure there's some creative way to go around that, but yeah, you have a point.
I mean, unless it was, I don't know. I don't know how you would do it. Like, I don't know. Like even in the Terminator, it wasn't him being the machine. You know, it wasn't the exoskeleton walking around the whole time in the first Terminator. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, there was something to identify with.
It was more like a duo sort of deal going on with John Connor.
Right. Well, just
he was more like the humanizing element of that movie.
Yeah. So right. I mean, right. And so to me, I think it would be tough to have like an AI in Cortana and then have like a guy that you never see his face that just kind of listens to her the whole time.
Right.
That could be a compelling like main character, unless they either did something with his backstory or introduced him as like half human, half kind of whatever, or if the
internet would fucking rage.
Well, or they could do what's the commander's name? The black dude.
You mean Sergeant Johnson?
Sergeant Johnson. Yeah.
Carl Weathers.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, totally.
So many characters.
Totally. Right. It totally is. Yeah. Unless they did maybe something with that, like had him be. I don't know. I don't know how they would do it.
I think it would do pretty well if they delved into his backstory, because he has a lot of backstory and he is pretty human when you read the books.
Right.
Yeah.
They just don't want to put that across in the games because they have the whole mentality of you feel like you're more like the character when the character doesn't talk and doesn't express too much.
Yeah.
Same thing with like
Gordon Freeman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But they could do it well with Cortana.
Right. Oh, totally.
Cortana being like, going back to Terminator 2. With John Connor being the whole like humanizing element to that sort of duo going on while he's just like, I'm going to do this. This is my thing. I feel if they did that sort of deal with both of them, it would be fucking great. Like, even though she's an AI, she could still humanize him more than he could humanize himself.
And plus, that's already a concept that people are kind of used to. What with there being three Iron Man movies.
Right. So,
I mean, people are kind
of. Yeah, but people would be bored out of their minds if they weren't intercut with shots of Stark, him in the suit talking to Jarvis. Like, I think that there would need to be some sort of like what I would compare it to is like, did you see the most recent Judge Dredd?
No, I did not.
Okay, well,
did you rage quit on it? Did you not like it?
No, I just didn't get to finish it.
Oh. It is what it is. Nice. But like. You know, I mean, it's got some really cool elements to it, but like he never takes his mask off the entire time. Like he never really talks about any. There's like he's just a machine basically, and there's a humanoid character, character, and he's human too.
Yeah,
but still, it's like that's kind of what I would liken it to is like, okay, there's this character who you never really see his face. It's Carl Urban. You know who he is. But it's like, right. he's just badass killing machine, blah, 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 blah. And there's another side, secondary character, you know, that kind of fills that void of the personal side of it, I guess. Yeah.
Man, that's a dude that's fallen off the face of the planet. Carl Urban, just as an actor, you know?
Well,
I don't know where the fuck he's been.
He's been in two Star Trek films that did really well.
That's true.
Yeah, as the
Good point. Like, never mind.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jim.
Yeah.
You know what? I just...
You just don't think about him being that, because you're used to, like, Doom and Lord of the Rings and, you know, and Pathfinder and Judge Dredd and whatever else he's been in.
You know, initially I was thinking of going back to the, I guess, video game in the movie concept. I really, even though I don't know how you would do it, I would really love, like, a Legend of Zelda, like, Ocarina of Time movie. Like, it would be tough to do, but, like, have you guys seen, like a lot of the shorts that they've done are absolutely just, like, cinematography-wise, are ridiculously good, which is crazy to me, like, how good it is. But I really want a Chrono Trigger movie. Or at least some sort of...
Chrono Trigger movie would be ridiculously difficult.
Yeah, it would be. It would be very difficult.
Immensely difficult.
It would be very difficult. Just because you're in so many different places. And, you know, it's like eight characters that you've got to... You know, 2 hours is just not, a lot of time.
To do that story any sort of justice, you would need to have... I'm at the very least 4 movies.
Yeah.
At the very fucking least.
Right. Right.
That's not taking into account any sort of side movies or anything like that.
Right.
And if they don't do a web short where they go back and get either the rainbow sword or the rainbow shield, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think Zelda would ever work as a film.
Yeah.
I don't think it's... I think when they talked about the rumor of the whole Netflix Zelda series, which has apparently been debunked, but to me, I thought, all right, like 13-episode story arc kind of thing, like Daredevil, but like maybe each... Maybe like the first 3 episodes are setting up the story, and then like the middle 5 or 6 episodes are like a dungeon in an episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, kind of thing. And like almost like you're going through a game.
It'd be really tough to do. Hi, Lewis. You can say hi.
Hi, Lewis.
You can say hi. I know. No, it's cool. You can say hello. Say hello to everybody on the internet.
Hello, this is General Haberdasher Lewis.
General Haberdasher Lewis.
Yeah.
I don't have a 5th microphone, so I can't cut you in.
That's enough for me.
can't your cameo.
If I lose my mystery, I won't do high on the character polls.
Oh, I see.
All he needs is 4 mics.
Coming here looking like an old West.
That was an NAS joke.
Fucking beard.
I was going to actually ask you to explain it to me in a second.
I don't.
Because there's a rapper named Nas.
That I'm aware there's
who I refer to as NAS.
You and your fucking...
And all he needs is 1 mic.
Civil War, so Union Commandant. Look at
this. No, that's Fidel Castro.
Never mind. It's fine.
That's Fidel Castro.
It's a cool story.
It's great. Let me tell you about this asshole story again. Then I told
you. I know. Catch everybody up who was going.
Actually, I wanted to ask... are you done with... Sorry, are you done with...
No, I mean... Stop in the name of love. No, not really. It's just like... I agree. It had to be a lot of time, really. Like, fuck it. Netflix.
Like, Chrono do a Trigger. Netflix series for Chrono Trigger?
Yep.
Yeah. I'd watch the shit out of that.
I think that's going to change a lot, but I was listening to a podcast earlier.
Missed, like, the first half of that discussion.
Netflix adaption of the RPGs?
Yes.
Yeah. Why not? No, like, Franco's question
doesn't
of the week.
Doesn't it, though?
Before you got here, Franco's question of the week was, what video game series that hasn't been made into a movie yet would you like to see made into a movie? I said Legacy of Kain. Like the Soul, like Blood Omen and Soul Reaver and everything. Ray went with Halo. Jake won Chrono Trigger. And I don't remember your answer, Chris.
Because you fucked and made fun of it. It was Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because you said Metal Gear Solid.
Because they already did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Available on Blu-ray. And only on Blu-ray.
It's true. That's absolutely true.
Yep. Anyway, do you have one?
Star Ocean.
Ooh, that's a good one, dude. The original?
Nothing else will go in there.
I've never been like a JRPG person, so like, I've never played the majority of
them. You're missing out.
Things I can teach you in a night.
Ooh, hey.
I wish I didn't know.
Oh.
What?
There's so many things about JRPGs that I don't need to.
Yeah.
Like, every price for a PS2 game at a con is usually overpriced.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Anything at a con is overpriced.
Some of them are actual price, but most of them...
are like overpriced by over 100%.
Unless you're going on Sunday. Like, maybe you might get it cheaper Sunday.
Like, Xenosaga 3 is not worth 50 damn.
No, it's not.
Without shipping anything. Especially if it's imported. Nobody wants Xenosaga in Japanese.
Right.
All
right,
you know what? I'm going to go have a smoke. You sit down.
Right. You apparently have a lot to say. No,
you're going to want to answer this question, though.
I mean, he...
All
right. Sit on my...
Oh, I mean, he is wearing your hat, Earl Mike.
What,
so.
Mike? I was thinking about this earlier today. I wanted to bring it up. What would you constitute a good length of time that needs to be allowed before spoiler alerts, whether it's hashtags, whether it's online, whether it's on a podcast?
Ooh.
Spoiler alerts are never required.
Right.
Necessary. But are not, you know, you can just go without it.
2 days? More when I come back.
We're talking show or movie.
Okay, that's what I was going to bring up. Because I was listening to The Nerdist earlier, and yeah. Chris Hardwick said 6 months.
Holy
which
shit.
Which I think is
no
way,
way
too... I think... Right.
He just like opens the door. He's like, what?
Here's the thing. I agree with you.
As Lewis said, bitches be tripping.
I agree with you. I think show... Well,
show
and
movie
just,
have completely different...
They do.
Some right. people will wait until the entire season is done before
they do.
Right.
And
that's
and that honestly, you know, at your own risk, stay off the internet. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, yeah. Okay, well, yes. Okay, so here's my thing. Right. Like, first of all, like, well, show, let's just pretend that, like, the Netflix binge-watching shows don't exist. Let's say that they're all, like, weekly serialized, yeah. just for sake of argument.
Right.
Like, I think that... movies is much easier to answer. Like, I think if a movie's been out for, I mean, I would give it three weeks to a month.
Yeah.
If it's been out, like Fast 7, like if we're,
should
you know,
I need to go see that.
Yeah, I need you as well.
Not even close.
Which we've already,
seen it.
Which we already talked about it on the podcast, but like, say we hadn't talked about Fast 7 on the podcast yet.
Right.
I don't think there would need to be any sort of like, oh, hey, spoilers, guys.
Right.
It's been out for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Too, on top of
right,
that.
Right, right.
So it's not like it's, because I think like genre wise too is another thing because like let's just say take like the Transporter series for example. Oh no, he survives the movie. Oh fuck,
there's
surprise!
An Asian girl in the trunk.
Right. Oh my god, surprise! Right. So like action movies, like I think whatever, like go fuck yourself. If oh no, I haven't watched Die Hard.
Well,
shut up.
Well, wait,
you know
we
what
all,
I mean?
Can we all at least? And I'm not gonna say. But like, say Avengers 1 was coming out this week, and like
right.
we go to see it, and it's like we go, "Oh my god, they killed Coulson!" Like
right.
as soon as we walk out of the theater,
right? Then yeah,
like,
then you're an asshole.
You're an asshole,
right?
Like
you're
or
a fucking asshole.
Or like
yeah.
or like even if it's yeah. And I agree with I think the same thing with TV shows. I think
yeah.
it's like
oh
know,
yeah, character deaths are definitely like no
something
some
along those lines.
Level of spoiler.
If it's yeah. if it's Game of Thrones and they're like, "Oh my god, they actually killed Ned Stark," and it's the night of
right.
the season
yeah.
one finale, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like. You're an asshole. You,
yeah,
you can't,
I had a couple of Walking Dead character deaths spoiled, like, day, like not even, like, afterwards, during the broadcast. And I was so fucking
okay,
hot.
So
actually,
if Khan coming out in Into Darkness and Star Trek,
right.
if I spoiled that for someone now, not gonna care.
Well, of course.
Right.
Right. Well, that was spoiled ridiculous. Before the movie came out.
Yeah, exactly. It's yeah, like, on fucking IMDb.
If you magically
all.
Made it that long without it,
right.
kudos.
Right.
Right.
Well,
that's,
yeah.
well, that
good
I've
at holding on spoilers.
Time,
well, the
yeah.
podcast when I was listening today was with John Favreau was on it, and
right.
he was like, yeah, I think he was, this is like a year old podcast, but he was like, yeah, I'm catching up on season 6 of Sons of Anarchy, and I haven't started season 7 yet, or some
right.
show like that.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, but if I'm on the internet, and I'm on Twitter, and people are posting about season 7, he's like, and it gets spoiled for me, he's like, that's my fault.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm behind,
yeah,
I'm not caught, you know.
I've spoiled so many JRPGs for myself.
Oh, really?
Because I couldn't maintain between hypeness and how deep into the internet I'll go. Where I just learned something like ridiculous.
Of course.
Like, that would have been a good ass reveal. I can't wait till I get to
right,
that part.
Right.
So, seven Wikipedia articles pulled up.
Right.
So to me, with movies, I would say like 3 weeks to a month. With TV shows, would you say the end of the season? Would you say because to me, like we talk about a lot of that stuff on the podcast, especially
right.
like Arrow and Agents
yeah.
of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Flash,
right.
where we have the courtesy to go, hey, are you guys caught up or whatever?
Right. Right.
But,
so,
but,
yeah,
but we
that's
also
from a customary standpoint.
We also don't post spoilers online either. Like,
right.
So I don't sit there. I'll go.
Playing charades over here.
Like, I'll go, holy shit, that episode of Flash was awesome. That's what I'll post.
Yeah.
Or even,
right.
like, even like when WrestleMania was going on.
Right.
I didn't post.
I tried to stay away from match results and stuff.
I didn't
but,
post,
like, let's say.
Seth Rollins just cashed in, you know.
Right.
And if I did post something spoilerific or replying to what happened.
Right.
I don't know what's going on behind me right now.
A lot
Lewis,
of things.
Lewis, do you care
we have
to...
behind the scenes
It's
stuff.
The stuff of dreams.
I guess.
No.
This is for the bloopers reel.
But even if I would comment on something, it would be in a thread that already existed. It wouldn't be like, oh my god, this, you know, boom, this just... I mean...
you and I have
fuck
seen,
your painting, Jacob.
Like you and I have seen Ultron, and like if Thursday night people start posting like blah 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 blah, blah happens, like you're a dick.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Man, it leaked last week.
This year.
Wait, what? Yeah.
I saw Avengers Age of Ultron early last year.
Yeah, Age of Ultron leaked early. Yeah, I've already seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Was it like 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10?
I don't think we should talk about it.
Yeah,
man, that is a star review.
I'd give it a 9.
I'd say a 9.
It would have only been a spoiler if you'd be like, "Man, that shit was a 5 out of 10."
I don't know what it is, but
they got you tricked.
I know a lot of people who like looking at or like trying to find leaked. Like episodes.
I'm not that guy too. Because like I think a lot of, especially I'll defend you and as far as from a JRPG standpoint, like there are certain aspects of it where like holy shit, that's going to be awesome to get to. Yeah. Like I completely agree to that.
And then the stuff you might spoil yourself on, and you're like,
I went too deep. Yeah,
I knew I shouldn't have clicked on that.
Right.
It seemed innocent. Right. But really,
it's a spoiler in big black.
Sometimes you see that spoiler tag, and you're like.
How spoilery,
but it feels so good.
No, you're right. You're right, and also like with things like Facebook,
you want to know
the things like Facebook. Like say you're on season 6 of Sons of Anarchy, and they're showing season 7. Don't like the show or block their post,
their feed. Right,
you block their feed or something for that season. Like,
move, Lewis.
Go ahead, Mike. You can talk now. I told you we'd want to comment on this.
I want my microphone back.
Come on here. You're going here.
You can share this chair with me.
Nice.
Why didn't I think to do that before?
That's a good question. You're not really good at this, Mike. You know what? In your defense, you weren't wearing your Fidel Castro hat, so you didn't really have all your wits together.
True, I didn't have. I wasn't thinking like a dictator. Does.
Yes, that's true.
But yeah, no. I have fucking been spoiled. I've been spoiled on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 3 times by their own Facebook page.
Yeah.
Annoys the piss out of me.
Walking Dead. Walking Dead spoiled a character death. Like the night of the airing.
I don't care about
Walking
Dead.
That one was a big one. It was a big death.
No.
Season 2 put me to sleep.
I stopped. No. I stopped in season 3 because Shane was dead. Shane was my favorite. I talked about this before.
Man,
he died.
Shane was my favorite. Shane was awesome. He died at the end of the first issue. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
my man only reads the source material.
Yeah.
I love the comics, which is why I can't really watch the show.
Yeah. Well, but it's so different now.
I think it was Arrow. There was something that was spoiled for me on Facebook the other day that I was like, really? Like, I mean, it was like two hours after the episode had aired, and it was like, what do you think about blah, blah, blah's decision to blah, blah, blah?
I'm gonna drop a spoiler because, like I said, 2 days. And that was for pretty much TV shows. But the spoiler was, what do you think about Colton Haynes leaving the show?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, no, I'm already caught up on Arrow.
Right, I know that. Yeah, but what I'm saying
I kind of figured he was leaving the show.
Yeah, no, that's what got spoiled for me.
Was it a voluntary leave? That you know?
Oh, I don't know, but here's the thing that goes back to my original question: like, how long with TV shows do you like if this TV show itself is spoiling, and say you're a week or two behind,
right?
Like, I don't know. Yeah. That's why I don't know. I mean, it's so
different for every medium. Like, and hell, even every show. So like, it's tough.
Well, here's the thing: there is and this is what's counterintuitive to what you just said is. You could just, because some people say, dude, just stay off the fucking internet, man, until you watch the episode.
Who the fuck stays off the internet?
Well, that's a great point. But at the same time, like, the people that are spoiling it don't want you to stay off the internet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're posting, hey, what did you think? They're going for clicks. They're going for ad revenue. They're going for reaction.
Right. I understand striking while the iron is hot, but for major fucking plot points like that, if they...
Especially during
If they just said... What did you think about tonight's episode?
Which would be fine because everybody's still going to comment on it,
right?
Yeah, it would be perfectly fine.
You don't have to look at the comments if you don't want to. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
But if it's a big old poster that's like, this guy got his head cut off.
Yeah. Yay!
More on that in the comments.
Fuck you.
Do you remember the first? This is probably gonna be really tough, but I remember the first time I was ever
found out Shao Kahn was dead.
I remember the first time I was ever spoiled. The first legitimate one that I remember getting mad at, because he's right. People will sit there and see spoiler tags and go like, "Oh man, you know, oh, it feels good to click on it." But I remember I was I was in a Team Xbox. I was on Team Xbox.com, And it was Halo, new Halo 2 screenshots. I think it was Halo 2. And or Halo 3 maybe. And it was like, hey, click here. And this was like in an Xbox forum, you know, like general Xbox discussion, like da da da. And it was like, here, click here for new Halo 3 screens. Snape kills Dumbledore on page 600. And the thing was, it was the day that Half-Blood Prince came out. And I literally took a break from because I finished it in a day.
Uh-huh.
And it was when I took a break about 400 pages in just to be like, I need to stop reading this for like an hour, eat some food, get on the internet, check the video game news. And it was literally like, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Jesus.
And they had scans of the page. I don't know if you remember the Snape kills Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was massive. I mean, everybody was just, oh, that's funny. That's funny. And to me, I to this day, I still don't think it's funny at all. Because it was literally, people were deliberately, it's not funny, man.
I still think it's terrible.
Devil's Advocate, that's got to be one of the best made spoilers ever.
Oh, no,
it
is.
It is.
But my thing is, like, you got to understand, like you've got, I was a Potter fan at that time for like 2 years. Like, you've got 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
10-year-olds, whatever, that have been reading since like they were five, you know, these books or whatever.
Yeah.
And like,
that's
like
garbage.
The second main character, you know, Gandalf dies essentially. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like a funny, like, haha, we spoiled it for you. Like,
because you're a fucking asshole.
I think that's fucked up. Yeah. I know, not a single part of me think.
I agree.
I've never thought it was funny at all.
Yeah. Cause like, once. I think the one that was big about that was when someone used it as a Counter-Strike username.
Right.
And then everybody was
everywhere. It was like people.
You haven't heard that before?
Yeah.
Dude, they're serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There would be that was video, like the first like big one.
It
I
was
think.
Everywhere you. I mean, anything. This is before Facebook. So like, but it was like if you went on e-bombs, people would be like, "Oh, check out this video of this person doing a jumping jack." Boom! Snape kills Dumbledore.
Yeah, it was before Rick Astley. Before Rick Astley. Yeah.
Yes.
Seeing as I got the book day one, read through it.
Yeah.
Six is like my most hated Harry Potter.
Oh, it's my
like I would never reread.
It's
that.
My yeah. It's probably my.
I lost my copy. I didn't give it away. it just doesn't exist in my inventory.
Yeah. I think five was.
I had a buddy of mine who is not even close and never will be a Harry Potter fan. And I remember him talking to me that night, and he was just like, "Dude, that's really fucked up."
Yeah,
like it's.
Yeah.
And I still, there's nothing about me that thinks it's funny.
And it's such a difference.
It is
too,
one of the funniest things on the internet to me.
Right
at the time, like
the funny side.
I was crying. Oh, no, it's God. The fucking loud side, you asshole.
I think
well, because there's something to be said also about like emotional attachment to characters too. So like, just like the Walking Dead character that was spoiled for me, like I didn't have like such an emotional attachment to that person, but I was still fucking pissed off because it was during the when it aired, like maybe 5 minutes after it aired.
But there's also, and here's the thing for me, like there's also a huge difference between sitting down like on your ass and watching a TV show for 3 or 4 seasons. Then, like, investing the time in reading a book.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, like reading a book is, like, exercising. You know what I mean? I don't read that much, but it is. It's like, oh, you should watch this show. Okay, I'll give it a shot. Oh, you got to read this book. Oh, I got to read. It's like,
reading, actually?
And you're talking the sixth book of the most popular book franchise in the last 50 years.
Yeah, no question about it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the thing, is it's so different. Because everything is so different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're a demon if you think that that's
funny. I still think it's funny.
You're a bad person.
I remember, like, I know. I'll be the first one to admit it. But when it dropped, like, I was really into the, I wasn't really active in the community, per se. I never really made any or anything like that. But YTMND, back in the day.
That's right.
It's still one of the funniest names for a website ever.
It is. Right? Abso-fucking-lutely. But the... Just they had that, like, that was where I first saw it, and I was like, oh man, I remember, like, I'm not a Harry Potter fan. If I were a Harry Potter fan, I'd be pissed off, but I'm not, so this is the funniest thing in the world to me, because it was I guess because it was inconsequential to me, I didn't have any sort of empathy, so
yeah, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out.
Are you guys
out.
Going to behave?
Right. We couldn't talk about Mortal Kombat 10 spoilers.
We couldn't joke as much. Like, Whenever we're together, it's just constantly it's, jokes.
I can tell.
Just kind of like a chemical reaction.
It's just when you put us both in the same place.
Yeah, on the same chair.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, even on the same chair.
You caused this.
I wanted my microphone back.
This is what you earned from your hubris.
Hubris is such a great word. I don't really know what the fuck it means, but it's a great word.
Oh, Jesus tits, Jacob.
It's like JRPG. I don't know what that means.
Japanese role-playing. Role oh, God.
Junior RPG. Senior RPGs are doing your taxes. Did I do the file all my receipts side quest? Nope. I just wasted hours. And got that one time I went to the gas station.
Now I'll never unearth the chosen refund unless I go into new taxes plus.
That boss fight is really hard.
Man, I know
it's IRS.
If I do that, I'll block. But
wow. She's my weapon. H and R block?
Yeah. Or do I go with TurboTax?
I don't have an H button. I have an R button.
I'm gonna take the IRS.
Both H and R.
How am I supposed to do H and R? I don't have an H button.
Right. It's like, what's the button combination?
I guess I'm not
for this?
Blocking this game.
Right. Yeah, right. Just can't.
Oh
happen.
No! I got the auditor debuff. Gotta be extra careful for the next 10 rounds of this year.
Is that random lottery?
Wow. You mean the Hunger Games? I'll see myself out.
Leave.
Oh my god.
On that note, we are sitting at an hour 20 minutes, gang.
Damn.
Sweet.
Damn.
Sweet. Yeah, guys, feel free to actually respond to Franco's question of the week in the comment section, or
yes.
If you want to, film your own video responses and send us the link on the Facebook page, because we'd like to get you guys more involved in the process. But on that note, I am Mike Papadopoulos.
Jacob King Mustache Plick, in the house and out the house. See you later. Bye.
Chris.
And Ray special K. guest today.
Ray K.
And Louis Stewart.
Keep hope alive, kids.
Bye.
See you later.